A crowd of well over 100 members of the Rotary and Kiwanis Clubs showed up at the Quad City Botanical Center to hear Mayor Tome's first major speech since he took office last spring. The mayor spent the bulk of his time touting the city's achievements during 2017. Body cameras for police and a double-digit drop in violent crime, to name a couple. But then the time came for dollars and cents. He said the city's gotten some flack for raising property taxes by 9% for this year, but he was quick to add that's not the only way he wants to raise revenue.
Some people think you just raise taxes, and that's not the case so far. A number of departments have been working very hard at trying to save money.
One important way, Tome said, is public-private partnerships. As an example, he talked about the Parks Department working with a nonprofit to repurpose the old Hauberg Mansion, and also the city working with Genesis Health System to build a wellness center, which he says saved taxpayers over $170,000.
The city is very financially stable. We pay all the bills. Bond payments are getting paid. We have cash on hand, and so that part is very positive.
As for the negative, Tome said state budget cuts are to blame for Rock Island's recent property tax increase. And then there's the city's image problem. He urged business leaders in the audience to reach out to their networks and encourage them to open shop in the city.
We need to be able to talk positive and work with those and encourage people to live here, start here, their business, and grow.
Grow small businesses especially, he said, not necessarily big box retailers, which the city has struggled to attract. I'm Benjamin Payne.